Good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav. It's the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, right? So Lamed Vav, dedicate this shir to everyone who's died in this war, all the Ptu'im and the civilians, to the Ptu'im. I don't have the name in front of me. Do you remember the name? I'm in front of me, Ben Maya. Thank you. And to let's Baruch Hashem Ben is the Chatuf. But there's Polishuk's niece's husband, Uriah, some Uriah for to Ptuim. Take the shear as well to the second of Shiva, to Dina, Uriah, Bat Yehudit, and Moshe, have Edu for his Neshama. And this shear has been brought from the airport on the way to America. Please God, this time I'll have a good flight and get on the plane and get them. All right. So we are in the middle of Lamed Hamud Bet Amar Bizeira. So Rabbi says like this: Pamim Shabali Meshamim Kama Parot Lesocher. Rabbi says it can arrive. A situation can arise where sometimes the owners of the cow have to compensate their renter, the guy who rented from them, many times over. And Hayachidami, how would this be? The underlying principle of what we're going to say over here now is based on the fact that if I rent something from you, so you have to make what I rented from you available for use. Now, if you, for whatever reason, if it wasn't available, you're going to pay me for the time it wasn't available. So I rent something from you for a month, and I only get it 2 days into the month, and you're going to take it back from me after 3 days. So I've used it for 3 days. I paid you for a month rental. So you're going to basically pay me back the difference, right? You're going to compensate me for the difference of the lack of use. That's number one. Number two, we also saw a scenario in our Mishnah the other day where if a guy rents a cow, rents an animal, and then lends it to somebody, and it dies in its course. That's what we saw, that onus, or in its course of events, and that Rashi we were speaking about before we started recording this year. So it could have a situation where the borrower has to pay the renter, but the renter is patur to pay the owner, correct? So the borrower benefits, the renter benefits, the borrower loses. So Rabbi Zaira is going to the situation over here now. So we've got two issues at play. The one is loss of use. I paid something to rent something for a certain period of time. I never got the full use of the time. And if I lent it to somebody, that person could pay me money if it died in course of events. And I don't have to pay the guy I rented it from. So now what happens is I rent something from somebody, let's say from Moshe. And now Moshe asked to borrow it back from me during the course of the rental. So now Moshe owes me for the period that I lent it to him. Let's say, we'll see now, Gemara, I rent it for 100 days, and he borrows it back for 90 days. So firstly, 10 days he owes me, correct? Now what happens if the cow dies while he's got it? I'm the renter. I don't have to pay back the owner. He's the borrower. He has to pay me. But he's actually the borrower. So it turns out he's actually the renter. So now the renter has to pay me. The owner of the cow has to pay me. Be right, I don't have to pay him because he borrowed it from me. Got it? That's what's happening over here. So says Rabbi Zaira. Right? Rabbi Zaira says, Pamim Shabba. Sometimes the owners, Mishamim, Kama Parut Nasuk, they're going to pay some, they're going to pay a multiple of cows to the guy who rented it from them. Hechidami, exactly like that. Agrimina Meayoma, he rented it to God for 100 days. Vahada Shalimina Tishu, he borrowed it back from him for 90 days. And then Hada Agrimina, he owes him 10 days. Hada Agrimina Tabnin Yomi, now he rented it to him for another 80 days. Vahada Shalimina Tishu, and borrowed it back for 70 days. Another 10 days he owes him. Umeita Betoch Yabay Shalta. And the cow, in the meantime, dies during this time that he rented it, that he borrowed it from him back. So there were two rentals here, two borrows, both of them died. The guy's going to pay him two cows. Every time that he borrowed it back, he owes him another cow. Okay, so there's a bit of imagination in here, right? And there's multiple countings and there's double countings. They've got the same cow. I rented the cow from you for 90 days, for 100 days. I rented it back to you for 70 days, for 90 days. And I rented it from you for 80 days. I rented it back to you for 70 days. And it died in the meantime. So there's essentially two borrowings and two rentals. You're going to pay me two cows. So I'm never achmi difti le ravina. What are you talking about? Michta chadapari he ailev afke mischirut v'ale leshila afke shiv ale leshila. What are you talking about? He says it's the same cow. So I'm gonna meet the parah beina. Where's the cow? Dinam leachi. If it's the same cow, so where's the cow? So now my brother actually says no. Ain't no alayin in the state. He says the maximum you can get is two cows. Chadad leshila v'chadad leshila. One for borrow, one for rental. Says shum shayla achati, shum shkud achati. Right, you go to basically praise him each time. The Shayla came to Gamre. When he borrowed it, he acquired it completely. The Schirut Avid Bayyameh Schirutaya Ubihalle Lamara. he had a beautiful period of time. He went back to his to his mosque. Now, I said at the very beginning, I'm not going to do absolute justice to this because we spent a lot of time on it. But let's go. So I'm a Rabbi Yirmi Pamim. Rabbi Yirmi now comes with another halacha. Now we're discussing something else. Wow, these taxi drivers are making a big noise here. Can you hear me? That's what's important. Right, because I can't hear any of you, but okay. No one's talking really, so that's all right. Rabbi Yirmi, it says like this. Pamim sheshneim mechatat pamim. Rabbi Yirmi, it says in a case like this, sometimes you get a renter and a borrower. Right, pamim sheshneim bechatat, pamim sheshneim beasham. Sometimes they're going to bring a korban chatat. Something about to be korban asham. Now, what's the difference between the two? So look at Rashi over here quickly on the bottom of Lamed Hamud Bet. It says pamim sheshneim bechatat. What's a chatat? Abad nitin kadum el Mishnah hasocher vaashoel nishbu l'shekem velo kafru mamun. If the socher, we go back to our Mishnah, the case in our Mishnah. When we say Amishta, Asoche Parim Mechaveru B'Shidil Achir Umeitik Gedaka Yishava Asoche Shumeitik Gedaka. You make a sure that it died in it. So if you Asoche Parim Mechaveru Amishta says on Lamin Hamurat Bet, if you rented a car from somebody and you lent it to somebody else and then it died Kedarka, died in the course of natural course of events, Yishava Asoche, so the guy who rented it from the owner makes a sure that it died Kedarka. And now once the owner, the guy who rented it makes a shvur that died kedarka, he's patur from paying money. The shoel has to pay the money, because the shoel is chayiv even for ones, correct? Mamid would be using ones and kedarka interchangeably like Rashi says. So now says Rashi at the bottom here. So when they make that shvur, so sometimes on the socher and the shoel, nishpul sheker. They both lied, but lo kafru mamon, what did lo kafru mamon? They're lying didn't save them any money. What does it mean they're lying didn't save them any money? Because let's say, for example, a shomer chinam is chayav for gneiva and aveda, right? A shomer sachar chayav for gneiva and aveda, right? So let's say the animal gets stolen or it gets lost. In both cases, he's patur. He makes a shvur that it got lost, but it actually was stolen. Well, he makes a shvur that it got stolen, but actually lost. In both cases, he's patur, correct? Monetary-wise, there's no difference. But he lied. Okay, so that's a bishuat, that's a bitui, that's an avera on the expression, he lied. So on that, he'll bring a korban chatat. If, for example, let's say that a shomer sachar is chayv for gneiva aveda, right? But he's patur for ones. Okay, and there was ones. There was gneiva, but he made a shvur that was ones. So now his shvur saved him money, correct? Now he actually lied to save money. So there's a korban. He brings a korban asham. Okay, because he lied to save money. See, if you're just lying, like you're lying, it's a matter of just use wrong expression. You lied, you chayv a chatat. If you lie to save money, you were kofer b'mamun, you chayv an asham. So it says Avir b'Yirmiyah, pa'amim sheshneihim b'chatat. Sometimes both the shul and the shochel will be in a korban chatat. Pa'amim sheshneihim b'asham. Something might be korban asham. If they save money, Rashi, the first Rashi, if mishpul sheker, vayu niskerim b'shvuatam la'kel pir malhem. If they were benefited from their shvuah to reduce the burden on them, kfirat mamon, that's called kfirat mamon, and korban shvua shalahem is an asham. Aval ben shnei shanim dichtiv aviet ashamo, ayl tamim berchagezev, shkalim, etc. That's an asham. So he said, sometimes they'll bat bichayv in a chatat, if they never save money, there's a lot. Sometimes they'll bat bichayv in an asham, if they save money. Pa'amim shasochem bechatat vashov asham. Sometimes the socher will be chayv in a chatat, and the shov in asham. And pa'amim shasochem in asham, and sometimes the shov bechatat. So we got all the configurations. Sometimes they're both a chata, so both an asham. Sometimes the one's a chata, the other's a asham, the other, and it turns around, the other's a asham, and the other's a chata. So Ketzad, so he gives some examples. It says, Kfirat mamon asham bitus vataim chata. So there's the definition. When you kofir on mamon, you against money, you save money, you could be asham bitus vataim chata. So pamim sheshneim b'chata kagon. How would they both be chata? Kagon shemaita kedarka. And the animal died kedarka. V'amru nensa, and they said it was anus. So the socher, the bankach miftar patur. The socher is patur even from his patur kedarka. See now, by the way, here the Gemara is using Anus and Kedarka two different ways. Notice that. So that's probably why, that I'm thinking about it now, that's probably why the introduction to the Mishnah makes it different. The Gemara causes it differently. Our problem seems to be with Rashi. The Gemara actually makes a difference. I agree. It's complicated. Look at Rashi gives example of Nensa, for example, and they list him, that it was stolen. Ganovim took it. So the Shoel.
Well, you wouldn't think that
Anus is
stolen.
Yeah, but yeah, so maybe list him with Ganovim, like against his will. He was Anus, Mamash properly Anus. Like they put a gun in his head, like list him as Zuyanim, for example, like Gazlan. Right? So he says like this. So while they're both, while they're being a chatat, shtem bechatat, gon shemaitek a darka. Right? As he actually wrote in my Gemara Onis, by the way, on top of my notes, but last time around, not this time around, in blue pen. Right? For Amru Nensa. And they said it was Nensa. And they list him. They lied. Darka darka. They said Nensa. So the socher, the renter, the bankach or bankach miftar patru, he's patru from either one. Look at Rashi. Socher, the bankach bankach miftar mitashlumim, kai he pays a chatat. Because why did you lie? You weren't going to save money anyhow. Patru brings a chatat. The shoel, the bankach or bankach chayev michuyve. The shoel as well, he's chayev. The shoel's chayev for chata, for darka and chayev for honest. So what are you benefiting from lying? So he brings a chatat. See that? So why did they bring a chatat? Because their lies didn't help them save money. The socher was patur anyhow, and the shoel was chayev anyhow. But nonetheless, they lied. Sometimes they're both only bringing asham when they wouldn't save money, right? When they wouldn't lie, when they're actually saving money. Kagon she nignava, it was stolen. Va'amru meitav achmav melach, and they still actually died in the course of events. The tarvayu kekafrei ba'oni. Now they're both saving money. Ta'am lechayev kepatrei nafshav, because it would be chayev, right? If it was gan, it was gneva, and they said machmav melach, they're patur. So yeah, you can see that Rashi's making the Gemara's making a difference now between Ones, the Shoel would be Chayev, and Machmat Melocha, the Shoel would be Patur. I admit that I'm confused. Okay? But yeah, Vehuda Chayev Kepatur Afshar. Another case, Socher Bechatam Shoel Basham. Here the Socher now lies without any benefit of finance, and the Shoel, he gets financial benefit with Asham. Kagon, Shemaitek Adarka, Amru Maitek Machmat Melocha. He had died just died, Kedarka. It was an old animal, just died. And they said that it died machmat melocha. Look at Rashi, I'll skip some Rashi. Shemaitek darka. Vimo du ala emet socher patu v'shoel chayiv. They died honest, the shoel will be chayiv. Amru meitav machmat melocha. And they said, no, it died while it was working. So socher, the baker, miftar patu, be patu edia, so he could be zechata. What are you laughing? Shoel, the mechayiv v'meitek darka. He would have been patu, he would have been chayiv, if it died v'meita, and he patu nafshe v'matav machmat melocha. But he said that it died during its work, and then he's patu. So he brings an asham. So as soon as he has financial benefit, the asham, they've been just lying as a chata. Now, socher ba'asham v'shoel b'chata, the other way around, the socher was benefited, and the shoel didn't benefit, just lied. Kagon, she'nignava v'amrumetik adarka, was stolen. Menagadarka, socher, hu d'mechai b'gnev v'aveid, the socher is chai b'gnev v'aveid, like a shomer sachar. Then we see the sachar and the socher and the shomer sachar are the same. Chai b'gnev v'aveid. So here, it was stolen. And they said, the kadarka. So the kapata davshe b'meitek adarka b'asham, so he brings asham because he saved money. And the shoel, the bankach u'bankach, the shoel either way is chayev, and he lied, chay b'chatat. So the Gemara says, no big deal, ma'kemashmelan. What are we learning of here? And so Rabbi Yirmi tells me, what and so? What are you telling us, Rabbi Yirmi? Rabbi Yirmi says, la'afukem Rabbi Ami. Comes to hear his whole purpose of Rabbi Yirmi here was to tell us, aloch is not like Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said, b'sech shuah. So the call shvua shadayani mashbinota, eichem lemishum shvuat bitu. See, any time that the kohani, that you come to Beit, not kohani, so you come to Beit, and the Beit make you make a shvua, there's no such thing as a korb, as a shvuat bitu. Because the pasuk says, sheneemar, in other words, the shasham, it's always a chatat only. Because it says, of bitu, of a chatat, only in asham. It says, or nefesh kitishava levate bisvatai. What does it mean, nefesh ki tishava levateh? So when do you chayv a bitu shvatai when you lie, the korban Hashem? Ki tishava me'atzma. Right? That's what Rabbi Ami says. K'mashmalan, look Rabbi Ami. So this Gemara of Rabbi Yirmiyah brought us, shows you this whole brighter here, it's not true. Sometimes you're going to come to Beit Din, and Beit Din is going to make you make a shvua, and you're going to lie, you're going to have a chatat or an Hashem. And we see over here, even with Beit HaMikdash, you make a Shvua, you can sometimes be a Korban Bitus Vatayim, not like Rabbi Ami wanted to tell us. Okay, Itmar Machlokes Rami, a Shomer, Shemasar Shomer. Now we're talking about a guy, a Shomer. We haven't discussed yet whether it's a Shomer, Sichasachar, Shomer Chinam, or whatever, Rabbi Shomer, who is asked to look after something by somebody, and he gives that to somebody else to look after. Right? Rav Amar Patur. Rav says he's Patur. Rav Yochanan says, no, you chayev. Right? Look, Rav says, you Patur. Mikol Mashia Niftar im Shamra hu Atzmu. He's Patur, just like if I'm a Shomer and I give it a Shomer, whatever I would be Patur for as a Shomer, if it happens to him, I'm also Patur for, because he's a Shetin Levi, both Shomer. And Rav Yochanan says, no, you chayev. Look at Rav Yochanan, I chayev, I feel him on him. In other words, the moment you gave it away to somebody else, Rabbi Yochanan said, you take upon yourself the highest level of achrayut. And you chayev even in ones. Rav, you're right. I agree with you. Rav makes a good point over here. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we have seen it before, though, by the way, and they're both heavyweights. And we've seen that the knockout, though, normally is in favor of Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Remember, so Rav Amar Patur, Rabbi Yochanan says Chayev. So Amar Abaya, Letamed Rav Lo Mibai, says Rav says, when it comes to Rav's reason, Rav says that you Patur, he says, Letamed Rav Lo Mibai, and we don't even have to talk about a Shomer Chinam, Shemasal Shomer Sachar. When a Shomer Chinam, who's got a lower level of Achrayut, gave it to a Shomer Sachar, right? So Rav there said he's Patur. So he says, obviously, if you gave it to a higher level Shomer, you have the Iluye Iluye Lishmirato, because yeah, the Shmira went up. Look at Rashi. The Rashi over here from Baba Kama. We learned this morning, Baba Kama. He says, the Shomer Sachar Masar Nafshe Lidin Turei Tfei Mishomer Chinam. A Shomer Sachar works harder than a Shomer Chinam. Shomer Sachar Chai Begnev Vaveda. So he's going to even be better. So according to that, it says over here, says Avi Abaya, that as far as Rav's concerned, when you patur, obviously you patur, you go to somebody else. But not only then, even the other way around, says Rav's going so extreme, Shomer Sachar, who had a higher level of achrayut, right, who gave it to Shomer Chinam, he's also patur. The Gruy Galish went also patur. Why? The Hamasher the Ben Dat. At the end of the day, you gave it to a guy who was, you didn't give it to a monkey. Well, we hope you never gave it to a monkey, right? You gave it to you hope you gave it to a guy who just doesn't look like a monkey, but actually not a monkey, right? You gave it to a Ben Da'at. So what do you want? There's a guy with kachet. So that's what Rabbi says. And Rabbi Yochanan, other way around. Rabbi Yochanan, we buy a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yochanan, he said, you chayev. We're not even talking about a case where Shomer Sachar, who had a higher level, gave a Shomer Chinam, the grew a garlish rato where his achrayut is less. That you might think now the guy's more chayv, why? Because you go to somebody's got less responsibility. I feel you should show me chinam, she must have a show me zakar. The aluye alia lishmirato. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if a guy who's got a show me chinam, who's got a lower level of achrayut, gave it a high level of achrayut, and you might think you're doing your barabite a favor, because look, he's got a high level of achrayut, still, he says chayv. Why? Tamalei, and ritzoni, she piktori, I gave it to you. I don't know him. I trust you. I don't care the show me zakar. I trust you. So Rav Chizda says this had the Rav when Rav said you patur, he says la befarish itmai. It wasn't mentioned anywhere in the midrash mefurash. It's going in brachot, all that in brachot. It wasn't mefurash, right? Ele michlale den hagu ginai. Where Rav saw a certain bunch of gardeners ginai, right? Like gardeners, how they behaved. Every day it happened that they would deposit their, like their hoes or their axes. Rashi says it, I saw Rashi over here. Marayu. He says, Pushaya in Loaze Rashi gives it over here. A Mader. A Mader is like a hoe, I think, right? Like a hoe. Yeah. He says, the Mafkede Marayu, Gabe, they would, every day it is possible, this old woman who would look after their house for them. One day it happened, they couldn't make it on time. So they gave it, they decided, both of them said, you know, one of the guys will keep it. Shama Kalaki Hilula. He heard like a party going on there, right? So he wanted to go see what was going on. So Nafak, now he was, had these hoes in his house, obviously very valuable for them, they're the tools of their trade. So Azal Afkadin Lagabe Dahisafta. So what did he do? He went to the woman, they always knew their word, and said, please keep these both for me. Ada Azav Atimita, before he came and returned, Ignu Barai, they were stolen. So Atla come and Rav, so now the halacha was brought to Rav, this case, suppose the one gardener said, I gave it to you to keep, why did you give it to her to keep? And Rav said, you patur. So he says, why you patur? The one guy who saw it thought that it was because when a shomer gives another shomer, you patur. And that seems to be where this halacha comes from. The guy says, no, that's not the case. Shani Atam differently. Why the Chol Yom Nami Inu Gufayu Gaba Hahi Saf Tahavu Bafkei? Because every day they give it to that woman. So what? When the halacha came to Rav, Rav said to the gardener, the other gardener is complaining. Well, what are you complaining about? Every day you give the woman the right to look after. Why now is a little difference of the home? What you do? And he patted her. So the Gemara says that that's why the Gemara says that Rav says that you patted her. But it doesn't seem actually the case. In the meantime, Yati Rami v'kamil el haShmaita. Rami sitting in discussing the Shmaita to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi of Rabbi Yochanan. He's not only with Rabbi Yochanan. He's Rabbi says Rashi, but he says Yati Rami u'kamil la haShmaita. Just saying over the Shmaita. I think the Amrei le the Rabbi Yochanan that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan's teacher. And Rats Aiti Rabbi Amemel Rabbi Ami. So everyone said Rabbi Amemel says, "What are you talking about?" But don't we know, he says, Asocher Parim Chaber Vishid Lacher Umeta Gedarka Yishev Asocher Shemeta Gedarka. That's the Mishnah we saw yesterday. That's the Mishnah. Asocher Parim Chaber Vishid Lacher Umeta Gedarka Yishev Asocher Shemeta Gedarka. It's exactly our Mishnah. If you borrow from somebody, you lend to somebody else, they're going to make a shwe, Darka Darka. Vahashoel Mesharim Nesocher. And now the guy, the borrower, pays the renter, remember? The renter gets it, right? Vim Ita says, now, if Rabbi Yochanan's right, then how come over there, the shomer who lends to another shomer, right? What do you say over there? Asocher para, the heshir la acher, umeta kedarka. What do we say locha is? That the guy makes a shvua that a dad kedarka, and now the owner doesn't get it, and the renter gets the money, and the shomer pays. If Rabbi Yochanan's right, then why didn't the owner who rented the stuff to the renter in the first place say to him, what do you mean? You lent it to somebody else. I don't want to I rented it to you. What do you mean you went and lent it to somebody else and now you're getting the money and I'm not getting the money? Either Rabbi Yossi said that's not true, right? In our Mishnah, he said, how can you stock the guy? You should pay him. Lifting Mishnah Din. But Halacha Lemaaseh, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Bala Bayit can say to the guy who he rented the object to, What do you mean you lent my car to somebody else? Right? So Amalei, Hachem Asida, it's not the same thing. Why? So he says, no, Beshenat lo berishut. Lashil. Well, the Mesor HaShas over here just makes a change. It doesn't say Beshenat lo berishut habalim, it says Beshenat lo habalim reshut lashil. No, he got permission from the owner originally to lend it. That's why. So I don't understand. Ihachi. So if that's the case, then what's the hava mina? Then the owner should have got the money. Why look at Rashi? Because really, in at the end of the day, what's the substance over form here? So 100% that I rented an object from you and I lent it to somebody else. But if I came to you and said to you, do you mind if I lend it to him? So who's really the guy lending it to him? Me, the owner. So the renter now falls out the picture again. So how come the renter's getting the money? The owner should get the money. That's what he says to him. See, achi the body by the shlumi. The amran leila da'atach. Because at the end of the day, the owner who lented it to him, it wasn't without the answer. So he says, the Gemara says no. The amran leila da'atach. He didn't actually say you have to. He said if you want to, you decide. Rashi says, "Kirtzoncha." Im tirtzeh Rashi lo yemeschudech en anu makpidim. Hichachua sheila v'abalim en yochuli lomar en ritzonen. All they said was that next. They said no. They didn't become the renter. They just said, "You do whatever you want," and he still stayed the renter, and that's why he got the money. Okay, that's the aloch. That's a bit of a nice question there to focus on Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. The Gemara says, "Not this." Mati Rami Bar Chama. Rami Chama also kasha. You lend money to your friend, and the brighter says like this, right? This is a brighter, we'll see it later on the sechta, in about in 2 weeks. Mem lalef, less, lamen mem, I don't know when, next week. He says, mafkid mar etzel chavar, you lend money to your friend, and the brighter says, just wrapped it up and threw it over your shoulder. other words, he wasn't acting so responsibly with your money. That's number one. Oh, Mashan the Beno Bitok Tani, we got a little boy, a little kid to look after. When I'll be for him, Karawi. Oh, he locked it up in front of that they wouldn't get to it, but he didn't do a proper job. Chayev. In all these cases, Chayev. Why? Shelosha Marka Derech HaShomrim. Because he didn't act in a proper way that a custodian's meant to act. And the Gemara makes a deal, Kaviyah, Taima will. Well, maybe it's not the Gemara. Rabbi Rachamna Gediu Kavya says, Taima Dektani. It seems because they were little kids. Hagadolim Patur. If they were older kids, say, be Patur. Isn't this a Kashi again, Rabbi Yochanan? Why don't we say, Naima Le Enut Yishir Piktoni Bayad Acher? From the bright, it implies that if they were older kids, they'd be, and they lost, it'd be Patur. Only because they were little kids, it was Patur. Why not say like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan could just answer and turn around and say, no, guys, I asked you to look after them, not your kids. Either have older kids. So it's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says, why not? Because we've got a klal. Kol ha-mafkid al da'at ishto ubanavu mafkid. Whenever you ask someone to look after something, you've got to know, bear in mind, right? It's quite important, look at this, that his wife and children are part of the parcel. In other words, you're happy that they and his wife and children are going to look after your stuff as well. Therefore, you can't say not your kids and not your wife. Now, the children is a big thing here. Ishto kagufa, we can understand. But that we're expanding it to children, to grandchildren, also a big thing. Look at Rashi. Al da che anifkad mosho le ishto ubana vagadolim v'ein yecholim lomar ein otzoneinu. Conjured what can obviously already with kids you couldn't. The Gemara stuck with daikonami. The Gemara stuck with daikonami. The Gemara stuck with Look at Rashi, the high, the gedolim p'turim dafke banav nakat v'lo lacherim. That the kids, if it's his older children, he's patur. Why? Diktani oshe mashan de beno ubito haketanim chay. The brightness chose those words very carefully. When are you chayev? If you gave it to your kids, your little children to play with. Ha le beno ubito haketanim patur. Your older children, you are definitely patur. The Gemara says, wait a second, look at this. What comes out of this? Michlal de lacherim. If you gave it to other people to keep, not your wife or your children, you still chayev. Here comes out of this bright. It's only your inner circle, your nuclear family of adults that you parted from. Anybody else you chayev? Well, why the im can? If that's not the case, litni the brightest just said litni ketanim stama, right? Why did it say the bright didn't just say little kids? It didn't say. Mashran le beno bituak tanim. It could have just said Mashran le ketanim. It said your children ketanim, meaning your children gedolim are the ones you patur if they used it. Other children's gedolim, if they gedolim, you are still chayev. The Gemara ends up and says Shema Mina. Okay, I think it's pretty clear. All right, okay. I'm a Rava Hilchita. Rava Paska Zalocha over here. Let's give a story. Baba Kama Shomer shemasar le Shomer chayav. Say Paska is based like Rabbi Yochanan. A shomer who has something and asks somebody else to look after it for him when he was asked by somebody else, he's chayev. And let me buy his shomer sachar shomas lo shomer chinam the gruya gar lishmerato. And this is exactly what Abai explained it. And we're not even talking about a case where you gave it, if you were a shomer sachar, you gave it a shomer chinam, right? El afilu shomer chinam shemas lo shomer sachar chayev. Even if you were a shomer chinam and you gave it to somebody the shomer sachar who had a higher level of achrayut and something happens, you still chayev for everything. Why? My time with the Amalei, at mehem tili b'shua.
Without the permission, right?
What? Without the permission of the owner. If you've got permission of the owner, then it's basically the owner appointed him as the new shaliach. Because look here, look at the next line. The Amalei, what would the owner say to you? At mehem man tili b'shua. Ha'ech lo mehem man tili b'shua. You, if you, in the end, if it gets lost in the case, you're going to make a shua. I trust you if you make a shua. But that guy, I don't trust him. Now, the moment the owner gives you permission to give it to that guy, he can't say that. Because he gave you permission to give it to him. So he can't say, I don't trust him. Okay, that seems to me to be the pshat in the Gemara. And if you see something else there, let us know. But I think it's the pshat in the Gemara. Look at Rashi says, yeah. Ha'ech lo mehemani. Va'ani omer sheyishaneh b'yado o achla o pasha bay. Or basically, at the end of the day, you're responsible. Okay. Now, the Gemara is a machloket abia. Now, we know, we've seen this cloud before, we've seen these Gemaras before, both in Baba Kama as well, we've seen Baba Metzir B'Lachtam, we learned it right. There's a concept of tchilato b'pshia v'sofo b'onis. Sometimes the situation can be where you started off doing something as a poshaya, right? But really, the damage that was caused wasn't necessarily caused directly as a result of your pshia, of your negligence. So for example, let's say that I gave you something to look after for me. I gave you a cow. And that cow, and you should have kept that cow, and you let the cow run around. If the cow was stolen or lost, so you'd be chayev. But if it wasn't stolen or lost, it just dropped dead. Right? That's honest. So the fact that you let it walk around, is it anything to do with the fact that it dropped dead? Not really. It could have just dropped dead if it was, let's say it was a sick cow. It could have dropped dead in my backyard. Would have been the same thing, correct? The dead within the dead. So the onus was the onus. So that's tchilato pshia sofa onus. So it says over here, the Gemara says the following. Itman. Pashaba v'yatzat la'agam. Yes, exactly that case. You had a cow, and you were poshaya. Look at Rashi. Shadon al bifne. You never locked it up properly. All right? And then it ran around. It went to the marshlands. Rashi says, Bakob shalom ishter isham etzel za'evim. There are wolves there. V'lo etzel grabe. They aren't ganovim there. It says Rashi, "Umi ulo achlu lo zeivim velo ganavim." Sorry. Mishtamet sham etzel zeivim velo etzel ganavim. Right. It's a place where it can be stolen. It can be eaten by wolves. However, it wasn't consumed by wolves and it wasn't stolen. Umay tekedarka. It happens just die natural course of events. Rashi says, "Dahave tchilatov b'pshir." Now you were negligent to begin with because it went to the marshlands. Why? Because shem yitrefu zeivim, but it could have been eaten by foxes or wolves. But in the end of the day, saf sofo lo avdabo tapshir. What's because of your negligence? And the b'dava shu'anus, it just died. So now we got a machloket over here. Abaye mishmei de Rabba. So Abaye says that Rabba would tell us. Abaye quoted Rabba says yuchayev. And Rabba says, Mishmei de Rabba. And Rabba says, no, both argue about what Rabba says, right? Rabba, Mishmei de Rabba says, you patur. Now, it's interesting, this concept of Yael Kagam doesn't apply to, and I suggest, okay, it applies to just the machloka between Rabba and Abaya themselves. Because, yeah, the aloch is like Abaya, but is there, in the Yael Kagam, there's no pshia and ones in that acronym. So tchilatov b'pshia and sofa b'ones, we're going to see the halachah like Abaya where you chayev, at least in this case here. But I don't think it applies to the accurate. Everybody can see a note there, please. I don't think. So it says over here, Rabbi Abaya said you patur, he says you chayev, and Rabbi says you patur. Abaya means by Rabbi Amar chayev, why you chayev? And look what he says, Rabbi. He says, call Dayan, the Lord Dayan Cain, I did a love, then Dayan who. If any Dayan who argues with me, he's not a Dayan. Right? If you don't paskin like me on this, so you're not a Dayan. Right, he says, "Velobi bayin." It's obvious. I don't even need to tell you the man damet chatur b'shev sofa b'ones chayev yuchayev. And the net machloket over there, we're going to get to later on in the suit in this masechta. There's a big machloket there about chilatov b'pshev and sofa b'ones. Right, some say yuchayev, some say the ones who say that yuchayev will definitely tell me yuchayev. I'm not even talking about those. El afilu the man damet normally in a normal context. The side of the Bible, they will tell you there later on, and we still the Mem Dalet, that you say you patur, how can I say you chayev? In this case, I say you chayev. Why? My timer. Damiran hevle da agma katne. Because they're going to tell you, really, it's not that he just stumped died. Why did he die? Because of the air by the marshlands. In other words, if you had kept this animal at your house, right, where it was, I don't know, better air or worse air, or in the case, the animal was more used to that air, it wouldn't have died. Because you took it out to that such fresh marshland air, it couldn't help itself and died. And the Rav Mishmei Rav says, "No, you patur." And he says the same thing. Called the Lord Dain Ki I Dana Love Dainu. Anybody's a paskin like me is not a diet. And he says, "Let me buy a bit of a chef so it's patur." And even when I say patur, I'm saying obviously those guys who normally say that when it begins with pshia and ends with ones, you patur. They tell you patur. But I'm telling you, Nafulu Laban Amarachayu, they tell you chayiv. They'll tell you how you patur. Why? My time. Damrinan. Malach Hamavet. Maliach or Maliata. When the Malach Hamavet comes to kill, does he care where you are? If the time of a person is up, his time is up. So the cow would have been in your house, would have been in the marshlands. Who cares? The time of the cow was up, we're going to die. So now the Gemara sort of put a bit of a spin on this. It says, Umodi Abaya agrees, however. Remember, Abaya said that you chayev normally. So he would agree with Rava, dihadrud abay mara umayt the patro. That if, after it being found in the marshlands, and you'd be negligent, but you brought it back to the guy's house, and it died there, you'd be patro. Ma taima, dihadrula. Because at the end of the day, it was returned. And now you can't blame the marshlands for killing it because it died in the guy's house. And Umori Rava agrees, Rava who normally says you patur, he agrees with Abaya that kol heched de igneva ganef ba'agam umeita kedarka bei ganef de chayev. Now, Rava, who says you normally patur, he says that if it was stolen in the marshlands and it died, right, he says you always patur, but if it got stolen in the marshlands and it died in the ganef's house, you're still chayev. Why you? He agreed with Abaya that you chayev. Why you chayev? Ah, you can't blame the marsh, because he can't now say, you know, why do you say you're a patur, Abaya, a Rava? Because he said, who cares where the Balak HaMavet caught the guy, right? So why he should still say, who cares where the Malach HaMavet caught him? Whether it was in the ganef's house, or was in the marshlands, or in your house, you should be patur, because the dad died. Who cares if it was stolen? He says, no, you chayev. Why you chayev? My time, huh? Dei shavke Malach HaMavet. Because even if the Malach HaMavet hadn't killed him and left him, Beveite de Ganva Havakama, he'd still be stolen. At the end of the day, he'd be a stolen goods. And that would be Tchidato B'Pshia, right? And it's because of your Pshia that he got stolen. So he'd agree that if he did get stolen in the end of the day and he died at the Ganev's house, you'd be chayev of the fact that he got stolen, because he got stolen through your responsibility. The fact that he died after doesn't make a difference. Because if he hadn't died, he would have been a stolen object and you'd never have got it back. And then you would have been chayev. So now that he got stolen and he died, the dying won't help make you patur now. He said, oh, well, he would have died in my house anyhow. Doesn't matter. If he hadn't died, he'd be stolen. And we look at the stolen. Okay. So now Abaya says, remember, Abaya said, you chayev, and Rava said, you patur. He said, in the original answer, where Rava said, you patur, why? Because who cares where the Malach HaMavet is? Right? Who cares where the Malach HaMavet is? He says that it would have killed you anywhere. He says to him, according to you, remember, we had the case just now, early on, when we said, but wait a second, when he lent the animal and it died, he said, no, he got permission to lend it. He says, well, why should he still get the money? At the end of the day, if he dies, what do we care where he dies? He dies, who cares? If you lent it to him, you chayev, you lent it to him, he would have died anyhow. So says Rav Tabai, no, amal aditchu, demat nitu, ein ratzuni shepiktoni biaracher, ikel utfabah. You're right. Your argument, he says over here, Rava. He says to him, Rava says to Abaya, you, Abaya, who you say that, that your argument is that... Why do we say that the rabbi says he's chayev? Because in the previous case. Hold on 1 second, but let me just. He seems to be saying you sort of side in that argument over there. In the argument you bring up over there, he says the didchu de madit to ain rutzni shepik to nibi arachi. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan's argument was, why I don't trust the guy. I want to be with you. You could. There's a good answer on what you just said. About at the end of the day, Mali Hata Mali Acha, but the Didi Amina Ant Mahematli Beshvua. But with me, my argument is not because I don't like him, it's got to do with the Shvua. We said that early on, remember? That was where he said, when you said that if he gave him without his permission, I said, no, if it's with his permission, it wouldn't make a difference. He says, Hach, lo Mahemli Beshvua, likely that this is not relevant at all. The Pikadon, it's not even without Pikadon, it's who better make the Shvua is a difference. Let's quickly finish with Bati Rabbi Barachama. Hayalala Rashay Tzuki. Now, on this case over here of whether it's B'Pshia or Ones, he says, Hayalala Rashay Tzuki. If you took him up to the Rocky Mountains, V'Nafla, so Enze Ones, that's not called Yechayev. On the other hand, Hamaytik Adarki, if you took him up to the big Rocky Mountain, he died just in Eshkol's events, Harayze Ones, Upatru V'Amai, why? If you're going to tell me now where he got lost in the marshlands, it's the marshland air that killed him. So why don't we say when you took him up to the Rocky Mountains, it's the air in the mountain that killed him in Yuchayev? Why do we say it's Ones? He says, O'inami, Uptene Dahar Katle. Right? What's Uptene Bahar? So Rashi says, Uptene, Ayefut Torach. The fact that you took him up to the mountain, you made him walk all the way. That's what killed him. He says, no. Achim, we're talking about Aviyah. She'alah le'mirash shamen v'tov. No, you took him up to good pastures. That's what people do. They go and look for nice area and pastures for their cows to eat. There was Iyachi. That's the case. Nafrenami. So why not when he fed as well? No. She'alah le'tokfa. V'lotak. He should have looked after him. He should have held him. He didn't. She said, Iyachi. That's the case. Amresha al tal rasha took him up. He went. When the animal went up on its own. and it's on its wazet ones. He should have looked after it. He was a lot shecha. She tekafato. He did actually look after it. Va'alta tekafato v'yarda. Va'alta tekafato v'yarda. I don't know. He went up and he fell down. What's the answer there quickly? I'm starting to run a little bit late, yeah? Okay, Rashi's over here. She tekafato al korcho va'alta. In other words, he was holding it, but he got away. He couldn't hold him because the animal was stronger than him. So basically, he had tied him up, he ran away, and in the end, the animal died. That would be a case of ones.